Good evening, councillors. Being 6 o'clock, we'll get the meeting underway. Let's get rid of that one. So I declare the meeting open at 6 p.m. Acknowledgement of traditional custodians. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. Council meetings are public meetings. The council chambers is not a parliament, and parliamentary privileges do not apply. Elected members and staff risk being held personally liable if their comments and defamatory or breach any duty of confidentiality. Statements made during council meetings are solely those of the person making them. Nothing expressed at a council meeting can be attributed to the Shire unless it is adopted by a resolution of council. The confirmation minutes of council meetings are the official record of that council meeting. Verbatim minutes are not required. Please make sure your mobile phones are turned off or on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. In attendance, we have all our councillors in attendance. Council officers, we have all our council officers in attendance. We have an apology from the Executive Manager Operational Services, Jason Forsyth. Also in attendance, I'd like to welcome Catherine Westphal, who is our authorised person for tonight's swearing-in. And then also just acknowledge previous council member Michael Giles, who's a public member in the observing area. Any leave of absence the councillors would like to put in? We'll have Noel. One earlier. We'll jump straight into the declarations of office to be taken by the elected members. Ms. Catherine Westphal to officiate the declaration of the office of elected members. In the following order, we'll ask Councillor O'Connell to step forward and give us the declaration.
Okay, thank you. I, Helen O'Connell of 406 Muir Road in Mayenup, have been elected to the office of Councillor of the Shire of Boutbrook, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Boutbrook under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act
1995. Could ask Councillor Moore to come up.
Okay. I, Philip Moore, of 280 Foster Glen Road, Benjanup, have been elected to the office of Councillor of the Shire of Boutbrook. I declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Boutbrook under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Thank you. Thank you, councillors. We'll move on to the next item, which is the election of the Shire President. I do have two nominations at the moment. I'm just calling for any further nominations. If any councillors would like to put forward a nomination. No further nominations. I'll then class the nominations as being closed at 6:06 p.m. Going forward, as I mentioned, we've got two nominations. I'll be giving out a ballot paper to each councillor. If you can please just don't write any names on it or any markings. All you need to do is just tick next to your preferred candidate or nominee. Just fold them and pass them back. I'll collect them all again, councillors. Going to do the long drum roll type of thing and make it all stretch out longer. So votes come in, and congratulations, Councillor O'Connell, if you'd like to take your seat as Shire President. Before you take your seat, Councillor, we just need to do the declaration.
I, Helen O'Connell of 406 Muir Road in Mayenup, have been elected to the Shire, to the office of the Shire President of the Shire of Boyart Brook, declare that I will take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Boyart Brook under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995. Councillors, then moving on to the last item I'll be doing, and then I'll hand over to the Shire President, is the election of the Deputy Shire President. I do have one nomination, Councillor King. Do I have any other nominations for Deputy Shire President? Councillor King, do you accept the nomination? I'd like to step up and...
So I, Darren King of 489 Dorganup Road, Mayna, having been elected to the office of Deputy Shire President of the Shire of Boyapbrook, declare that I take the office upon myself with and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Boyapbrook under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Thank you, councillors. That does all the official part of Shire elections. We do have an item where we do the allocation of seating. I do request from councillors, are we happy where we're seated, or would you like us to do a ballot and draw the seats? We'll keep them where they are. You're okay to stay there. Having said that, I am going to pass over to Shire President O'Connell.
Thank you, councillors, for your support. And you get used to sitting in the same spot, don't you? Just very familiar. So, item 7, deputations, petitions and presentations. We have nil deputations, nil petitions and no presentations. Public question time. We have no questions from the public. No response to previous public questions taken on notice. Declarations of interest. Would you be able to read them for me, Mr. CEO?
Through the chair, we have a financial interest from Councillor Wright on item 13.4.4, proposed extension to a temporary gate over the right-of-way between Bridge and Dixon Street, Boyapbrook, being a paid director of the Boyapbrook Cooperative Company Limited. Let me just to carry on with the other. And then under 9.9, impartiality disclosures, Councillor O'Connell declared impartiality interest in item 13.1.2, proposed zoo shed design and location, due to her husband having provided the draft drawings. Councillor O'Connell has also declared an impartiality interest on item 13.4.8, proposed disposal of land, Lot 38 Mitchell Avenue, Boyapbrook, being a member of the Museum Committee.
Thank you. Item 10, previous council meeting minutes. We have a motion there to that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 25th of September 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Could I have a mover for that, please? Thanks, Councillor Ingalls. Seconder, Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried. Presidential communications. Now, they're all noted there, so that was our previous Shire President. Item 12, councillor questions on notice. We do not have any, so we'll move on to item 13, the reports of the officers. 13.1, operational services. Proposed new location for electric vehicle charging station. We have the officer recommendation there that approves the new proposed location for the installation of an electric vehicle charging station as illustrated in diagram 1 contained in the report. Do I have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor King. Seconder? Councillor Ingalls? Is there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, Councillor King.
Do we need to provide an amendment for that, as we've discussed moving it to the adjacent bays?
Yes, yes, we can do that. So,
through the chair,
if
I may suggest, we put the wording in that two bays be moved, or the two immediate bays be reserved for public parking, and the charges be moved to the third and fourth bay.
Thank you.
From the footpath, so two bays be moved. Two bays be. Just to recap that extra condition, number two, the two bays be retained for public parking bays, and the EV charger be installed in the third and fourth bays from the footpath.
Yep. So if the mover and seconder are happy with that, we can just continue with that?
Correct.
Yep. Councillor King, are you happy with that? And Councillor Ingalls, yep. Thank you. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Point 1.2, proposed zoo train shed design and location. So we have I have a declaration, as I'm on the museum committee, impartiality. We have the officer recommendation there that council approve the proposed draft design for the zoo train shed, as illustrated in Diagram 1 and Diagram 2 contained in this report, and approve the proposed location for the zoo train shed as illustrated in Diagram 3 contained in this report. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor King and a seconder? Councillor Wright, thank you. Is there any questions regarding that? All those in favour? Carried, thank you. Community services, 13.2.1, Boutbrook Sport and Recreation Association project priorities. We have the officer recommendation there, which is rather long. I don't have to read it all out, do I?
No.
Do I have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor Ingalls. Seconder, Councillor Moore. Is there any questions? Okay, put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. 13.3.1, list of accounts paid in September 2025. We have the officer recommendation there. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Wright, second. Councillor King, any questions? All those in favour? Carried, thank you. 13.3.2, monthly statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th of September. We have the officer recommendation in front of us. Move for that, please. Councillor King, seconding Councillor Ingalls. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried, thank you. 13.3.3, overview of default ratepayers. We have the officer recommendation in front of you. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor King. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried. 13.4.1, Wyatbrook Medical Services Monthly Activity Report for September. Have the officer recommendation. Could I have a mover for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Wright, and second, Councillor Ingalls. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried, thank you. Rylington Park Monthly Activity Report for September 2025. The officer recommendation. Could I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Wright. Second, Councillor Moore. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Wyatbrook Caravan Park Monthly Report for September. Have the recommendation in front of you. Could I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor King. Seconded, Councillor Ingalls. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. 13.4.4, proposed extension to the temporary gate over the right of way between Ridge Street and Dixon Street in Wyatbrook. We have the officer recommendation there with a. Oh.
Through the chair, we do have a financial interest on that one.
Councillor Wright's left the chambers due to financial interest. We have a slight variation on that with that date including in there, that it needs to expire on the November 2026.
Yes, through the chair, what we'll do is we'll just copy condition G and put that as part of the actual recommendation and then just change the date.
Okay.
So it will read. Should the applicant, Wyatbrook Co-op Company, want to extend the approval for a further 12 months, such application must be received within 3 months of the expiry date on November 2026.
26. Thank you. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Any other questions? All those in favour? Thank you. 13.4.5. Thank you, Councillor King. That motion was carried. 13.4.5, Council meeting dates for 2026. We have the officer recommendation in front of you with the dates for 2026 meetings, which is the 11 months apart from December. I move for that. Councillor King, seconded Councillor Wright. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried. 13.4.6, Committees of Council. I just need a mover and seconder for this. Councillor King, seconding Councillor Ingalls. And I think we may move into committee. Moved by Councillor King, seconded Councillor Wright. All those in favour? Carried. Okay. So, dissolve the following committee, the Wyatbrook Medical Services Committee, which the CEO has said that that's no longer required. Not nominate a delegate to sit on the following committees and boards. That's the Tourism Association, the CRC, the Museum, the Blackwood Basin Group, and the District High School. I think that was covered at our briefing last month. Request the CEO to advise the committee's board of its decision. So you'll just write to all those committees and let them know. So the existing ones that they have now, we can just...
Those four away.
Great. Okay. Appoint the following elected members and delegates on the following external internal committees or groups. The Audit, Risk and Improvements Committee. So that's all of councillors. So Local Emergency Management Committee. So the Shire President, which is myself, and Councillor King as the deputy will be the proxy for that meeting, that committee. And the Chief Executive Officer, Ranger and or Emergency Services Officer to be appointed as Council Staff Representatives. The Bushfire Advisory Committee, Shire President and Deputy again. And the CEOs, yep, that's all right. The Main Roads, Regional Road Group. So the Regional Road Group, Councillor Moore, is... do you know how many shires turn up to that one?
A lot.
It's a lot of shires. It's at the Shire of Dardanup, and it's held every 2 months. And usually you attend with the... What's Manager of Works?
Manager of Operational Services, if I may.
Sure.
It's normally attended by all the councils in the southwest zone, so there's about 12, I reckon. So it's quite a big meeting. At the meeting, they discuss any road funding through the Regional Roads Grant. It also comes up with bridges at the moment. That's quite a hot topic. So it's all around the actual roads infrastructure throughout the whole southwest region and how the funds get distributed around that.
Okay. So I have been the representative before, but I'm happy for you to be the representative, not that I need to be the representative, but it doesn't have to carry on, does it?
Need to be the Shire President.
Yeah. Yep.
So if we have a nomination.
So if you're happy to do that, yes, Councillor Moore, yes, and is anyone happy to be his proxy for that? Michael, thank you. Councillor Wright. The South West Zone meeting. Leonard, do you want to talk about what that is too?
Got to be careful how I describe these things. This is public now. So this is just, again, similar to what the Regional Road Group Committee is. This is all the South West Zone councils that get together. They discuss any sort of important issues that might be arising that might impact all the councils involved in the South West. They will make a advocacy document up through WALGA. WALGA also sits on that particular committee, and they'll be representing at the state conference or the state meetings as well.
Thank you. So that's the Shire President and the Deputy, so myself and Councillor King.
Can I just ask the frequency of that meeting?
That is normally quarterly, Councillor.
Rylington Park Committee.
One.
Oh, sorry, Warren Blackwood. I'm currently on that, or have been on that committee for a number of years, and I would like to continue.
The Shire President has to say.
Oh, is the Shire President, yes. Yep.
The only change, it's not even on there, so it would have to be the Shire President sitting on that, and then yep, another councillor as well, not necessarily the Deputy Shire President.
Okay.
That particular committee is similar to the South West Zone. It's just smaller around the Warren Blackwell Alliance of Councils. There's five councillors or councils. It's Boyer Brook, Donnybrook, Bridgetown, Nanup and Manjimup.
and we look more at the sort of, I'll call it the regional issues that we might have, and it's also got a strong tourism arm and also a climate change sort of arm on the side there.
And it's every 2 months?
And it's every 2 months.
Yes. So is it anyone interested in attending that? So it says as a proxy, but there is actually two members that attend it each time.
Yes.
Mm. So, and they're voting, so they're not really a proxy.
Correct, yes. Mm. I'll take the proxy out.
So is there anyone that's interested in going on that committee with me? Thank you, Councillor Ingalls. Rylington Park Committee. So we have a number of spots there. Councillor Wright, Councillor Ingalls,
yes.
Councillor Moore, Councillor King, and myself. I think it probably will be all of council.
Through the chair on that one, we have received two nominations from the community groups, one from Mr. Andy McElroy and one from Mr. Richard Walker.
Oh, great. Good one. Mm. The Climate Change Action Plan Implementation Reference Group. Is it still? I thought it was shorter than that.
Councillor, I think you are correct. I just don't know what the shorter version is because they change it such a lot.
So this is a committee, this is a subcommittee of the Warren Blackwood Alliance Group of Councils. And you can talk about that now.
So through the chair, it's really just exactly what the name is. It's just climate change and how we're going to implement it as a Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils. It is a difficult one because it's obviously a costly effort to implement any of those things. So, yeah, I suppose if you're into the climate change arena and that sort of stuff, that would be a good segue for you to get into that with the Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils.
Do we have any takers for that committee? How often does it meet?
Generally, bi-monthly.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Councillor Moore. Do we have that's a proxy that will need to be nominated, isn't it, for that one? It's not two council members, is it?
No, it would be a proxy.
Yeah, that's a proxy.
If I could, Councillor, if we don't have a second proxy, if I could, and I'll be careful that she throws me or something, nominate Nikki to be able to vote on that particular committee as a representative of council.
Oh, yes. Yes, if that's...
has been attending them all the time, but hasn't had any voting about it.
Mm. Yes, if council's happy with Nikki attending as the proxy and having voting rights, if Councillor Moore's unable to attend. The Development Assessment Panel.
Councillors, that will be an exciting one if we actually one day get to use that one. That is when we have any development applications coming to the Shire and they over a value, I think, of $2 million, then they go to the, I'll call it the State Approval Committee, which is the Development Assessment Panel. They're based in Perth. They run out from the Department of Planning's office. They consist of architects, town planners and engineers, and then two representatives of the local government that sit on that. A small town like ourselves, we'd be lucky to get an application that actually needs to go through them. But legislatively, we have to have councillors nominated to be on that committee or that panel.
Thank you, Councillor Wright. I'm happy to be on that. I can be an alternate member. You do need to do some training. There is some training involved in that. So I've already completed the training. That's why I was just going to say I'm happy to do it. And yep, but is several... So you want to be on there, Michael? Okay, so Michael and myself... And would you like to be an alternate member?
Yeah.
Okay. And Okay, Councillor Ingalls and Councillor... Right. King, you're going to have to fight over the last position.
Sorry, Councillor, we were just going a bit lost there. So we've got Councillor Wright as a member, Councillor Connell as a member.
Yes. And then two alternates. So Councillor Moore is one and Councillor Ingalls is the other.
I've caught up.
Thank you. The Roadwise Committee, new committee.
So, councillors, this is a new committee that came from council resolution regarding the Roadwise. It is a bit of an unknown committee at this stage. I would suggest that we do actually get involved in this sort of committee because there is some sort of funding that we could apply for through Main Roads. If we don't have a committee in place for this, we obviously can't apply for that. It's also going to be around road maintenance, road construction and all that sort of stuff. So it's very much around an engineering type of background on that. It might be that we only have it as a one-off year committee if we don't see it's working, and then we can always just dissolve it the next year.
Councillor Moore, that sounds like it's...
Sounds
it sounds like you, yeah. Sounds like it's up your alley, yeah. Did you want to be on there?
Yeah. I'll
be. Yep, Councillor King. Councillor Moore and Councillor King. They're all sorted, are they?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so... Sorry.
Yep.
Every 2 months. They will.
As and when required, yeah.
I've been on that panel for a number of years. And I've done the training, that's it. Anyone have any other questions? I think we can move out of committee. Thank you, Councillor Wright and Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried. Okay. Put the motion. Do we need to read out all of them?
We can just go through them just to make sure I've got them all recorded correctly, Councillor. So item one, we'll dissolve the Boyerbrook Medical Services Committee. We will no longer be nominating members to sit on the Boyerbrook Tourism Association, the Boyerbrook Community Resource Centre, the Boyerbrook Museum, the Blackwood Basin Group, the Boyerbrook District High School. And then we'll be appointing the following elected members. Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee will be all councillors. The Local Emergency Management Committee will be Councillor O'Connell and Councillor King. The Bushfire Advisory Committee will be Councillor O'Connell, Councillor King. Main Roads Regional Road Group will be Councillor Moore, Councillor Wright. Southwest Zone will be Councillor O'Connell and Councillor King. Warren Blackwood Alliance will be Councillor O'Connell and Councillor Ingalls. Rylington Park Committee will be Councillor Wright, Councillor Ingalls, Councillor Moore, Councillor King, Councillor O'Connell. Climate Change will be Councillor Moore and then Manager Community Services with voting rights. The Development Assessment Panel will be Councillor Wright, Councillor O'Connell, and the alternative member will be Councillor Moore and Councillor Ingalls. Roadwise Committee will be Councillor Moore and Councillor King.
Thank you. Do I have a mover for that?
We have a mover.
Oh, we do, sorry. All those in favour? Carried. Item 13.4.7, proposed change in administration opening hours. So we have a motion there that will change the administration hours from 9 a.m. to 4:30 from the 5th of January 2026, and request the CEO to advertise the new opening hours in the November Gazette. Do I have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor King. Seconded, Councillor Ingalls.
What?
Any questions? Yeah, sure.
Obviously, not opening at 8:30 is obviously not enough people coming through. So is this going to save the Shire a little bit of money?
Through the chair, no, it's not a money-saving exercise. It's more of an exercise to be able to have staff meetings and staff training sessions in the morning. So staff will still be starting the same time as what they are at the moment. It just gives us that half an hour to be able to have some staff training and if we need to have staff meetings.
And you did mention before that if anybody... No, the row... who was it? The driving instructor...
Yeah, we will be speaking to the driving instructor, and if we don't have meetings, if somebody phones us and says they can only get in by that time, we will accommodate them. It's not that we're going to just lock them out.
Thank you. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Proposed disposal of land, lot 38 Mitchell Avenue, Boyup Brook. I'll declare a interest in this as I'm on the museum committee. Do we have a mover for that recommendation? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Wright. Any questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Appointment of bushfire control officers. We have the officer recommendation there that the appointment of the fire control officers as listed in Table 1. Do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Wright. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried. Dissolving Mikalarup Dwalganup Bush... Sorry? Thank you. Dwalganup Bushfire Brigade. We have an officer recommendation there to authorise the dissolving of that bushfire brigade and relocating the brigade's area of responsibility to Tweed, Scottsbrook, Chowrup and Tonebridge, as shown on diagram 1 contained in the report. Do I have a mover for that recommendation? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Any questions?
Sorry.
All those in favour? Carried. Planning, we have nil minutes of committees. 14.1, Rollington Park Committee meeting minutes, 8th of October. We have the officer recommendation. Move for that, Councillor Wright. Seconding Councillor King. Any questions? All those in favour? Carried. Motions of which previous notice has been given. So I have a motion that I would like to propose. Request the Chief Executive Officer to undertake a signage audit of all the current Shire signage and to implement a removal replacement strategy. I would like to move that. A seconder for that? Councillor King. And I... Okay, sorry. Can I get someone to move that? Thank you. I thought that I had to move it, seeing as I was presenting it.
You proposed it.
Proposing it, yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. I think for the safety's sake, if
okay.
I can do it the other way around,
yep.
I'll double check it. But...
Okay, so do I have a mover for that?
Councillor King.
Councillor King, seconder. Councillor Wright. Would you like to speak to the motion? Because I would. Any questions?
I just, the signage audit So I'm just interested in what you think needs to happen. Can you explain it a bit?
I'm just looking at the signs that are around town, a couple, like on the side of the dam. They're all peeling and they just look a bit grotty. A few of the directional signs for town that just probably need updating have been there. I think it would just smarten the place up a bit. It's not a huge cost, and even if we remove some of them that are not needed anymore, it just makes it look like we care for our town and our community. There is a Shire logo on the outs on Winnajup Road that you can't even read. It's just a big white sign. You probably have driven past it quite a number of times. So I just, it just, to me, it's, you know, it's not a huge cost, and I'm not saying that we need to do it straight away, but I think it would be good if we can just, you know, just chip away about what signs we actually have and look at what needs to be replaced. Councillor King?
I will ask a question. I do believe there will be a cost. I know there's been some sign changes recently for the Winnajup Bridge that were possibly incorrect, and also maybe an area that had a fire recommendation that was incorrect, and that didn't necessarily happen right away. So obviously there was a bit of time that was needed. So I don't really want to put a time limit on this, because I think it's going to really impose on the Shire too much. I would more think it would be an advisory rather than a direction, like a recommendation rather than a direction. I know, that's my belief.
Yeah. I am not wanting to put a time limit on it. I just think that it would be good to have it on the list of things that we need to look at. Would you like to speak about that?
Through the chair, the way the recommendation's worded, it won't be putting any time limit on Shire staff. It's basically just requesting us to do an audit. Once we've done that audit, I'll be speaking to the exec manager operations, and we'll start putting something in place to start doing it as and when we have funds and have time to do it. So it could be that when they're doing the road maintenance in that particular area, that they then take off any signs that are no longer required, or we start looking at updating signs at that stage. But there will be a cost involved, but that will be spread over a couple of years going forward.
Thank you. Are you?
Can I make another comment rather than a question? No, same.
I agree with the audit. I think it's quite important. Perhaps the wording could be softened a little bit, but to me that's reading that we're going to do the audit and then straight away we're going to implement a removal replacement strategy. Now that's, I guess that's going to happen. If we do the audit, there's no point doing the audit unless we're going to start replacing. But maybe we should know what we're up for before we commit to the replacement. If you suddenly talk several hundred signs scattered around the Shire, it could become quite expensive.
Mm. I'm not thinking that the recommendation is saying that we need to replace all the signs. It's just requesting that the signage order is undertaken, and then we just look at replacing them as budget allows. Would you like to speak to that, Mr. CEO, or from
through the chair? What we can do is we can add the wording on the end there, as budget allowance allows. And then we can, at least then it's, we'll do the audit, and as we go through the process, we'll start implementing it then. It doesn't give us a distinct timeline.
Can I just add one more question? Is it feasible that the Shire staff can, in their travels, do a fair bit of the audit? Their daily duties, as they're wandering around, just have a notebook and make a note for?
Yeah, through the chair. So that's probably how we'll actually try and progress it as well, is when we do go out and do our road surveys as such to see the condition reports, that's when they'll actually do the signage audits as well.
Even when the guys are out doing road maintenance on it, they can also start looking at doing that. We do have a technical officer, and one of their position or one of their requirements is to travel the roads to make sure there's any maintenance that needs to be done on it. The idea would be that we actually ask that officer to also start doing that audit as and while they're out there. It's not going to be a specific project for one officer to be doing. It's going to be incorporated into the general work.
Councillor Wright.
The audit will take a period of time, so we won't really know what the cost will be because it'll take you 4 or 5 months to do the audit completely.
Just through the chair, it'll take us more than...
Yeah.
It'll probably take us, we're talking about a year or two, potentially.
So how do we know what sort of cost? I'm just thinking in 6 or 12 months' time, we know, do we get an idea of sign X is X and this sign is Y? And some idea of how much these signs are going to cost?
Through the chair, how we'll deal with that is once we know more or less what signs we need to do, even if it's... It's going to take us a while to do it, so let's say we only get 20% of the town done for signage now. We'll get quotes on that. We'll actually incorporate it into our budget for the 26-27 year, and then we'll start replacing them like that.
And I'm sure if there's any signs that do need attention straight away, like Councillor King had mentioned about the signs, about the dates for the fire...
They might have been done.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask another question too, if I'm permitted. What's the time frame for getting the SnapSend Solve component of Magic up and running?
Through the chair, that's still in their design phases, so it's still going to be months away. And the SnapSend Solve, or the what we call it, the Crackle Pop one, just does not integrate with our Magic system. It's causing us more problems than what it's worth at this stage in the sense of duplications, which is resulting in us spending extra time and extra hours and cost involved. Because what's happening is we'll get a SnapSend Solve, they'll go out, they'll have it repaired, and then it goes on to our works request as well, and then they have to go out the second time, because a lot of those times those SnapSend Solves just says tree down on Dwalgenup Road. We've gone and we've removed the tree. Then we get the works request, tree down in Dwalgenup Road. We don't know if it's the same tree, so we have to go out again and check it. So that's not a system we enjoy using at all. It's not friendly for what we need to do in our system. Magic is busy, and I might hand over to Malcolm on that one. Malcolm has been involved with that, so correct me if I'm wrong here. Their system will actually integrate with our customer service system directly from our website.
That system that we're talking about with the Magic program, it is a fully integratable system. It has a pin drop facility on there as well. You can upload files and photos. It's currently being trialled in one in New Zealand and also one on the East Coast at the present. It's in beta testing stage. So they know that we're keen to get it and get it on board. So being the guinea pigs that we are for WA, chances are we'll get that on board sooner than later. We have a tendency of not crippling the program, but using the program to make it break, and they solve. So it's something that they're very keen to get up and running in WA as well. So hopefully within 6 months was their time frame. They quoted this initially. Hopefully that'll be shorter than that. But once it's on, be on the website, we can load it on Facebook, we put it on Instagram, we can put it wherever we want to put it. The beauty of that is it's up to the person reporting it to fully disclose their name, their address, their contact details. So we'll then have a trail that we can then follow through, unlike the other program, which doesn't require most of that information. So like Leonard said, there are times when we're doubling up on the requests or tripling up on the requests from that program, which of course is cost ineffective.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for that.
Any other questions? We have a slight variation to that motion. So if the mover and seconder are happy with that wording, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Now we have a late item, which I don't have any details of at the moment. So we have a late item and we need to vote for that to be accepted. So allow the consideration of the following late item. Item 16.1, West Australian Treasury Corporation, execution of master lending agreement. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Wright, seconder, Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Okay. 16.1.1. West Australian Treasury Corporation, execution of master lending agreement. We have the officer recommendation there. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Do I have any questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Now we do have a confidential item, so I will close, have a mover and seconder for closing the meeting. Ingalls?
Councillor, if you could just be with us for a second.
Sorry.
Good to go.
Okay. 17.2, proceed with the meeting in public. A mover, please. Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Is there any further business? Nope. I declare the meeting closed at 7:06. Thank you for your attendance.